These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending August 28th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook is suing MobiBurn parent company Oak Smart Technologies and its founder Faith Haltus. Facebook found the company was paying apps to install an SDK. That SDK would use the digital key assigned to the app for logging in using Facebook, and then use that digital key to collect information from the app user's Facebook account, like name, locale, time zone, email address, Facebook ID, and gender, without permission. Facebook disabled MobiBurn's apps and requested an audit, but MobiBurn denied it had collected any Facebook data. Facebook also issued a cease and desist for the same reason to a company called One Audience, which it is also suing. Scientists at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab have developed a system to analyze wireless radio signals to detect a person's movement, called RF Diary. A deep learning algorithm is trained to recognize activities like sleeping, reading, cooking, and watching TV, based on how the propagation of radio waves in the room changes. It can also recognize objects like laptops. The system is given a floor map of the space. A small amount of video of the person is paired with existing data sets to train the algorithm for the individual. An RF Diary then generates text descriptions of activities and interactions with objects. It can classify more than 30 activities accurately, more than 90% of the time, and performs as well or better than video systems. Plus, it works in the dark. The team has tested the system in hospitals and assisted living facilities for monitoring people with Parkinson's, dementia, and COVID-19. Ars Technica reports its readers note that HBO Max has stopped working in browsers on Linux. It appears to be another example of Widevine DRM not recognizing some Linux distros as known platforms, a problem previously affecting CBS All Access. In Apple's upcoming iOS 14, apps will need to ask permission of users before they can collect the Apple Device Identifier, or IDFA. This is how many ad networks, including the Facebook Audience Network, track users to target ads. Facebook sent a warning to developers that use the Facebook Audience Network for ad revenue, warning them their revenue could drop by 50% or more, and it may no longer make sense for Facebook to offer the Audience Network on iOS 14. Google released Chrome 85 with 10% faster page loads thanks to Profile Guided Optimization, or PGO. PGO lets the most performance-critical parts of code run faster. Google says this should be especially helpful when you have a lot of tabs open or multiple programs running. You can also now collapse and expand tab groups to save space in the tab strip. Chrome 85 will also block downloading EXEs and APKs over HTTP when the page itself is secured with HTTPS. Mozilla launched Firefox 79, aka Firefox Daylight, for Android Tuesday. Firefox Daylight has enhanced tracking protection on by default so that ad trackers are auto-blocked in the standard mode. Daylight also includes a new user interface and Mozilla's mobile browser engine, Gecko View. Firefox holds less than 1% of mobile market share, according to Net Applications. Bridgeify is a messaging app that uses Bluetooth and mesh networking to send messages without an internet connection, recently gaining popularity with the rise of mass protests. Spokespeople for the company have said the app's end-to-end encryption is suitable to protect user privacy. However, security researchers at Royal Holloway, University of London, reverse engineered the app and found that it does not offer cryptographic authentication, letting any user impersonate another if they've come into contact with that user at least once. The messaging app also uses an outdated encoding and formatting method, which is vulnerable to attacks to derive contents of the messages. The researchers also found that because sender and receiver IDs are sent in plain text, third parties can create social graphs showing who is communicating in a given mesh network. Combined with the Bridgeify API, which lets users find friends on the app by phone number, this means organizations with large phone lists could determine real identities of users on the app. The researchers notified Bridgeify in April. The company has issued a statement saying it is overhauling the app to use the Signal protocol. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.